Now, do you ever come home after a long day and not really feel like making, you know, a full-on dinner, entree plus sides? Sometimes you want to just grab some favorite snacks and have an informal meal, maybe with some sweet and salty, crunchy and chewy. It's Food Friday, and our guest today says that is just fine. He encourages it. He wrote a whole book on how to do it even better. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite snack you like to eat for dinner? Do you like having that dinner of a bunch of little stuff instead of that big thing and then some side dishes along the way? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lucas Vulgar is a writer and editor. His new cookbook is called Snacks for Dinner. Small bites, full plates, can't lose. Lucas, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, I'll say up front, I am so on board with this. I do this sort of snacks for dinner sometimes, and I'm like, why don't I do this more often? Then I forget about it. So your book's a new inspiration. What was your inspiration? There was one particular meal that got you on this theme.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'd probably, it's kind of an intuitive way to eat, but there's this one meal that sort of calcified it in my mind. I was traveling, I was in Los Angeles, I visited a family friend. She had invited me over for lunch. This is something that had been planned a ways in advance. And when we got there, there were sort of like no signs of any meal preparation happening, which, you know, I'm kind of a planner. And so that always worries me and stresses me out. But then over a matter of like 5 or 10 minutes, she just kind of pulled together this beautiful meal. She had picked up these dips from her farmer's market. She had these really delicious carrots. She threw out a wedge of cheese, a bowl of crackers. And it was all these like little things that were out on the table. And it just ended up becoming this incredibly memorable meal for myself and my husband, Vincent. And then as the pandemic wore on, it became a very functional way to eat because we didn't want to wash any dishes. Tortilla chip became a spoon. The tub of hummus became a serving bowl. We sort of like ate with our hands as much as we could because we were so tired of washing dishes. And so that's sort of where the book journey took me. And now I just find it to be an incredibly fun way to entertain with my friends and just putting all the food out on the table. And it's so functional for people with dietary restrictions. You can get vegetables in there in so many different ways. It's just been, it doesn't have to be this sort of sad, passive way to eat. That you can do it with intention. You can do it with a lot of fun flavors and great seasonal produce as well.
And I love this style of cooking because I sometimes think, oh, if I'm doing it this way, I need 5 or 6 different things. So that means I have to make 5 or 6 different things. But as you just pointed out, there can be a hybrid. The dip you bought at the market or local store or whatever, maybe something you prepared yourself that day, maybe something you made the night before. You can really do a lot of different workflow here.
Yeah, absolutely. That was something that was kind of important to make clear when I was writing the book is, no, this does not mean that you have to make 7, 8 different little, you know, things and then serve little, you know, portions of them, but instead you can sort of mix and match. And I think that something that makes a snacks for dinner meal really shine is when you can source sort of carefully. So like, I love visiting farmers markets whenever I travel, and I find constantly that, you know, while certainly this is one of the best places to get good produce, it's also an incredible place to find locally made cheeses. There's like a wonderful like Lebanese purveyor at my farmers market where you can get these incredible little salads, breads, crackers. If you could just pick up a few things from that or a specialty store in your neighborhood, you're going to have some really, really nice food, and you won't have to make all of it yourself.
Lucas Vulgar is with us on this week's edition of Food Friday. His newest cookbook is called Snacks for Dinner, Small Bites, Full Plates, Can't Lose. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like to eat this way? Do you like to entertain this way? A bunch of little stuff instead of that big fancy centerpiece in the meal. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lucas, you have kind of a philosophy of putting these things together, and you divide the cookbook this way of having, you know, different kinds of dishes like crispy and crunchy or tangy and juicy. Can you run us through those categories and why you like to have that contrast?
Sure. The way I thought to organize this book was primarily by trait, thinking that if you can satisfy these textural components, then it's going to sort of like naturally it naturally becomes sort of like a really nicely balanced and varied meal. And so my first chapter in the book is crispy, crunchy, and that's little like snack mixes and those types of things that, you know, you might even think of them as a garnish in a traditional meal, but it can be so much fun to have a little bowl of Chex Mix or even like a sort of thoughtfully and interestingly seasoned bowl of popcorn at the table. And then there's tangy, juicy, and those end up being like pickles and like marinated vegetables, which just bring a pop of color and brings a, you know, sort of a hit of sweetness and acid. And the nice thing about these things too is that they allow you to sort of like customize your bite. So the crunchy things can be sprinkled over a little bit of soup, and the pickles can, you can garnish a little like, you know, dip on a cracker with a little pickle. There's also in there, I have a whole section of, you know, crackers and breads, and I call that sturdy supports because you're going to need something to carry that dip. And then I also put in a chapter of soups and salads, and the way that I sort of fashion those as being snack friendly is the salads, I call them spoon salads. And the thinking behind them is that the vegetables are either sort of like finely shaved or grated, and then the salads are very like nutritionally dense. So one salad I'm thinking of in particular is a carrot, lentil, and date salad that's then flavored with a bunch of fresh dill. And so just a few spoonfuls of this, it delivers a bunch of flavor. And then also it's just, as I said, it's really nutritionally dense. So a small amount goes a long way on the snacks plate.
You shared a few recipes with us, including that lentils, carrots, and dates with dill salad. That is up at WPR.org/Food Friday for anyone who wants to check it out this weekend. Let's go to a caller at 800-642-1234. Susie is with us in New Berlin. Susie, hi.
Hi. I have a little sister who is a grandma extraordinaire. And when her kids were little, her grandchildren were little, she would give each of them a skewer, you know, like for at supper time. And she would have all kinds of stuff, really good, you know, fruits and vegetables and cheeses. And, you know, she could even have a couple of hot dogs in there. It didn't, you know, didn't matter. And said, you can only eat what you can skewer. And the kids would have a ball. And they ate so well. You know, the parents would say, oh, no, they'll never eat that stuff. They'll never eat that kind of thing. And they did. And they ate everything. And they didn't know it, but they ended up loving that kind of food, and they still eat like that. Yes. I mean, not necessarily with the skewer, but they eat, you know, healthy food.
Now, wait a minute, Susie. Were you jealous of the skewers? Did you have to get a skewer, too?
I was very jealous because I only heard about it. It was just when she was with her grandkids.
Susie, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. A really little presentation thing there. Lucas made a lot of difference and got kids to eat stuff they wouldn't eat ordinarily.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea for the skewers. I definitely want to try that out. I mean, one of the things I wanted to mention is one of the sort of fixtures of my snacky dinners is a big plate of crudité. And I like to actually spend some time on it, you know, cutting the vegetables into like, you know, shapes that are going to be really friendly for like scooping up a dip or, you know, so. And I guess just what I'm trying to say is like putting some intention into those vegetables and getting really fresh, delicious ones. And when I do this and when I'm eating like with my nieces and with my friends' kids, they are so excited to eat the vegetables when they look really cool. So I'm actually not surprised that those kids were, you know, the whole skewer meal went over well with them, because that's kind of been my experience with this as well.
Thanks, Susie, for that call at 800-642-1234. You just mentioned dips, which can be a great part of these meals. Store-bought or made at home. You shared a recipe with us. We've got it at WPR.org/Food Friday, a toasted walnut and feta dip. You call it the perfect excuse to eat a whole block of cheese in one sitting. We don't have any problem doing that in Wisconsin, I'll tell you. But tell us about this toasted walnut and feta dip.
Sure. This is a very simple dip. It's you're going to toast a good handful of walnuts, and I like to toast them quite well. That brings out as much of the flavor as possible. And then it's simply blended with feta cheese. I think it's important to use a brine feta that comes in the brine, because that's going to be more moist and creamy. But if you don't have that, I've got some workarounds there where you can just add a little bit of milk. But the walnuts and the feta go into your food processor and it's blended until it's creamy. And then I make a little garnish with some leftover toasted walnuts, and that goes on top. But really, that's it. It's all of my dips. I try to make them as simple as possible because I think it's kind of fun to just whip up a dip if you have friends coming over, and it only takes a couple minutes.
We're talking to writer and editor Lucas Volger about his new cookbook. It's called Snacks for Dinner, Small Bites, Full Plates, Can't Lose. You can join the Food Friday conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite snack you like to make and eat as a snack or make it part of your meal? Do you like eating like this? I love it. Hey, you know what? It just hits me. This reminds me of something we got here in Wisconsin at the supper club. My favorite thing at the supper club, the relish tray. Do you have a favorite relish tray, a favorite thing to have on it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. Now we pick up our Food Friday talk with Lucas Volger. He's the author of the new cookbook, Snacks for Dinner. Small bites, full plates, can't lose. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite dip, a go-to recipe to share? What is the best food to dip in your dips? I hope you don't double dip. Do you like to make meals, as I do, out of little things, a bunch of little stuff? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Sue is with us in Fish Creek. Sue, hi.
Hi, what a fun show. One of our favorite things is left overnight, but it's not left overnight from one night. It's left overnight from three or four nights, so that you have a little bit of everything. And I'm really interested in reading your guest's book so I can do extra little things to tie all that together.
Oh, interesting, Sue. Thanks a lot. Yeah, if we want to theme our leftovers into our snack meal, Lucas, any thoughts?
Yeah, I love that you bring that up, Sue, because one of the things that appeals to me about this is how resourceful this style of eating is. I find with leftovers, if you only have a little bit of something left over, it's, you know, you can just kind of eat it there at the fridge and make it go away. But if in a snacks for dinner spread, that small amount of leftovers can actually go a long way because everybody only needs a little bit.
Excellent, Sue. Hope that helps. Thanks for joining us at 800-642-1234. We've checked out a couple recipes online at WPR.org/Food Friday. Here's one more sriracha snack mix with puffed rice and peanuts. Now, I hear the sriracha folks are having some supply trouble with some key peppers, but assuming we can get our hands on sriracha or something like it, tell us about this kind of zippy snack mix.
Yes, for sure. And you can use other types of sriracha, which are available here. I know that there's a bunch of different alternatives at the grocery store, which would work great in this dip. But anyway, this is another very simple recipe. You're going to toast some puffed rice or any kind of puffed grain that you like with some almonds and peanuts. It's a little bit spicy mix. It dries out really nicely so that it's really crispy and crunchy. It would be a beautiful thing to use as a garnish on some kind of soup or throw into some kind of salad. But to be honest, it never really lasts that long for me. I find it completely impossible to stop eating just as a snack mix.
Now, how about you mentioned you've got a chapter that includes some soups in it, which I don't always think of as part of a snacky meal. I don't know. What kind of soups fit well in this kind of combo?
Yeah, I like that you brought that up. I was I had thought the same thing at the outset as well. And then one of the things that struck me as I was working on this book was how, I mean, I have a smoothie habit. So I make a smoothie almost every morning and drink that. And I take it with me on the go. And I'm like, a smoothie is really just kind of like a sweet or a savory kind of cold soup. And like eating it on the go sort of in my mind refashions it a little bit as a snack. And so I kind of went in that direction. And so they aren't all cold soups. But they are, you know, the way a smoothie is sort of like has this concentrated amount of flavor, sort of similar to what I was saying about the salads before. Like the idea is that the soup is pretty intensely flavored and a small amount goes a long way. So I've got one soup in there that's a really delicious spinach soup that you saute some fennel down. So it has this wonderful sort of floral black note, back note. There's another, my favorite gazpacho recipe. It's a watermelon and tomato gazpacho that when everything is really ripe and juicy, that's the time to make this. And I'm really excited because we're starting to come upon that season right now. And what else? I think there might be one or two other soups in there, but they're well flavored so that you can serve them just in a small cup or a small bowl and add them to your snacks table.
We are having snacks for dinner on this week's edition of Food Friday. Lucas Vulgar is with us. His new cookbook is called Snacks for Dinner, Small Bites, Full Plates, Can't Lose. You can sample some of what he has to offer at WPR.org/Food Friday. He's shared three recipes for us. That snack mix we just talked about, a walnut and feta dip, and a lentil, carrot, and date with dill salad. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite snacky dinner ideas. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. James writes there, I've been known to enjoy crackers and Laughing Cow cheese spread wedges for supper on occasion. Yet something as simple as crackers and spreadable cheese can be a great part of a snacky dinner or maybe a dinner all by themselves. Do you have favorite combos, Lucas?
I love that. We have the Laughing Cow cheese in our fridge as well. Yeah, I mean, I think with cheese, what's kind of fun is like how easy it is to have a couple of them on hand. And, you know, you don't need to eat all... I know you can throw that whole block of feta into your dip, but you can sort of throw out a couple that complement each other. And it's a really easy way, especially for a vegetarian meal, to get a little bit more, some protein on the table and some more, a little bit more creamy textures and stuff. So that meal that kicked this all off, there was a big wedge of like a dill flecked Havarte cheese, which I don't buy that often, but it just tasted so good in this meal. And we just cut off slabs and added them to our salad and with our crackers and stuff. But I also love, there's a recipe in there where you can take goat cheese or feta cheese and then just marinate it quickly in some olive oil and some fresh or dried herbs and spices and chilies. And that's a pretty easy way to sort of transform a roll of cheese or a wedge of cheese into something that is very different and then keeps well and just gets even more and more flavored over time in the fridge.
I want to key in on one chapter here where if you want kind of a highlight of a snacky meal, you've got a centerpiece-ish section. What can ascend a snack to that centerpiece quality?
Sure. I wanted to put this in here. The book is not really organized around the style of eating where you have this sort of like main dish or this protein in the center of the plate and then a couple sides around it. The idea is that everything kind of has their small bites and they all have equal billing. But these I think of as a little bit more centerpiece-ish because like when you put them out on the table, they might anchor the meal a little bit. So one of my favorite things in there, there's a feta and jam tart. And this is a feta-based filling. And then you sort of spoon your favorite tart jam over the top of the filling and then swirl it into the batter. So it's a really beautiful, really striking centerpiece type dish, but it's also very, very rich and flavorful. So sort of in keeping with those salads and the soups, a little bit of it goes a long way. And it's really easy to also eat out of hand.
One thing I wanted to ask you for my own personal edification, you mentioned spoon salads. I'm a big fan of making slaw. And when I'm doing something like this, I'll often do a carrot slaw and maybe a cabbage, you know, a basic coleslaw. And I've experimented with some things like celeriac slaw, which is the only food my kids actually spit out of their mouths when I made it. So I never did that again. But do you have ideas on other good vegetables that work for the slawification process?
Yeah, well, I think one of the vegetables that I think is a little bit underrated, and I know if your kids don't like the celeriac or celery root, this might be a little bit of a challenge, but I love kohlrabi. And if anybody belongs to a CSA, they've probably gotten a kohlrabi in there and maybe they weren't sure what to do with it, but it's a, kind of like a cross between like a turnip and maybe a potato. So it's like milder in flavor, but you can grate that or shave it really thinly and then toss it with any kind of dressing you would use on a slaw. And it would function in a really similar way. I also think that celery can be used in this way if you shave it really thinly. And then you could sort of go in a mayo-based dressing direction, but a nice sort of really acidic and bright vinaigrette complements that really well too.
All right. Now, a logistical question I've got for you. If we're entertaining for a group of X people, you know, if we're doing an entree, you know, I want to buy about this many pounds of protein, whatever it is for this many people. How do you figure out how much of the different things to make to make sure you've got the right amount of food and not, you know, overdo it?
I kind of think my rough formula is like for 2 to 3 people, you want like 3 to 4 items. I think if you're going to go all in and say it's a dinner party or say you're having eight people over, kind of the more the better, and really don't hesitate to like lean into the store-bought, you know, option there. Just spend some time sourcing it, but and save your time in the kitchen, but then also invest in those. You know, it can be really fun to like make, I have a recipe for focaccia in there, like a big platter of like fresh made cut up focaccia is just like such an inviting thing. And then you can buy the dips, or you can go to the farmer's market and get a couple of the salads, and they'll function in there really, really well. But I think if you're wanting to impress, I would just try to get a lot of food on the table. It's really dazzling and it's really exciting. And the fun thing about entertaining too is that you can set it out before anybody arrives, and you know, right then when they walk in and they're invited over to the house, there's all this like fun food out on the table and just kind of gets everybody really excited.
In just our last few moments, we've got a lovely weekend coming up in most of Wisconsin, then some 90 something degree days. Do you have a favorite hot weather combo?
Well, that gazpacho I mentioned is definitely one of my favorite hot weather foods because it's so quenching. But, you know, the other thing is just I really enjoy these crudités when these vegetables are in season and you can spend a minute just like, you know, cleaning them nicely and cutting them into fun shapes. In the book, I have a whole sort of tutorial on how to prep your crudités to make them really arresting visually. Some really cold, fresh vegetables and a couple dips, like nothing really beats that, to be honest.
Lucas, thanks so much for joining us today.
But thank you so much, Rob.
That's Lucas Volker, a writer and editor. He was with us sharing his new cookbook on this edition of Food Friday. The cookbook is called Snacks for Dinner, Small Bites, Full Plates, Can't Lose. You can find a few recipes that Lucas shared with us over at WPR.org/Food Friday. We've got a salad, we've got a dip, and then we've got a snack mix. Check them out at WPR.org/Food Friday. Maybe make them over the weekend.